Okay, today's Daf Kuf Beis. We're on Kuf Aleph and Beis, second to last word on the page. Amar Rava. Amar Rava says Rava. Ger. Now we turn over to Kuf Beis Amar Aleph. Ger Donis Chaveiro Dvar Torah. A ger can be a dayan for gerim.
Right.
Two gerim have a dispute. The ger can be a dayan for that. That's in the Torah. Why? Shenemar, it says, Som Tasim Alecha Melech, appoint for yourself a king. It's not really, we're talking about a king, not a dayan, but okay. Ashivcha Hashem Alekecha Bo, that Hashem will choose, Mikarev Achecha, Tasim Alecha Melech. Alecha Hu Dibbeinu Mikarev Achecha. Only when it comes to, for you, does it have to be, what I mean, for you? For a Jew that's always been a Jew. Then it has to be from among your brothers. Aval ger, but for a ger, donas chaveiro ger, a ger can judge a fellow ger. Vimhaisa imo mi Yisrael, but if the ger's mother's a Yisrael, in other words, the mother's a normal Jew, the father was a guy, or the father was a ger.
What does he have to be a ger?
Then he's not a ger.
What? The point is his father's, but he's technically a Jew. A ger's also a Jew.
Huh?
A ger's also a Jew.
Yeah,
but he's not 100% a Jew. He's not full fledged Jew from both parents. Don't not feel Israel. Then he can even judge Israel. Ula inyan chalitza, but regarding chalitza, ad chiyehe aviv v'imo mi Israel, shenemar v'nikra shmo bi Israel. That's a quirk. When it comes to chalitza, the dayanim have to be neither parent could be a ger. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. Because we generally assume. There really is no difference between a ger and a regular Jew. Not regarding what? Okay, regarding the fact that they can't marry a kohen. That's true. That still applies today. A kohen can't marry a ger.
Right.
But besides that, what else is there? Not much. I don't think anything. Except for this, if we hold like this. Okay, next. Amar Rabba. Now we're going to talk about shoes. Amar Rabba, Amar Kahana. Im Rav. Amar Kahana, Amar Rabba. I'm sorry. Amar Rabba, Amar Kahana, Amar. Im Yavo Eliyahu, if Eliyahu will come, v'yomar and say, it's such a funny gemara. We never had a gemara like this. If Eliyahu would say, v'yomar and say, cholten b'minol, you could do chalitza with a shoe. Shomen lo, we'll listen to him. Why not? Ein cholten b'sandal, but if Eliyahu would come and say, you can't use a sandal. I'm Eliyahu Anovi. I'm telling you, you can't use a sandal. Ein shomen lo, we'd listen to him. Shakvar nagu ha'am b'sandal, because we already use a sandal. So how can Eliyahu HaNavi undo a minug in Klal Yisrael? What's going on here? Because the Torah says, the Torah uses a word, what's the word? The Torah uses a word, v'chalta na'alo. He will remove his na'al. What's a na'al? So we say minal means a shoe. There's no word minal in the Torah. What's na'al? Some kind of shoe. What exactly it is? We don't know. So if Eliyahu HaNavi would come and say, it's a minal, why not? But if he'll say, not a sandal, that already we don't believe him. That we wouldn't listen to him.
It has to be Eliyahu, because he's already established 200 years before that law of Shemayim.
Exactly. Right? Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rav Kahana Amar Rav, Im Yavo Eliyahu V'yomar Ein Cholzen B'minal, if he would come and say, you can't use a minal, Shomalo, we'll listen to that, why not? Ein cholzen b'nal, again, if you can't use a sandal, ein shomalo. We won't listen to that. Shekvar nagu ha'am b'sandal, because we already use a sandal. It's already been established in Klal Yisrael.
It was all sandals,
isn't it? No, I guess not. Mai b'naihu, what's the difference between these two opinions? It could be naihu, minol l'chadchila. Can you use a minol l'chadchila, according to, when if Eliyahu HaNavi didn't come? As far as we know, this never happened. Right? So he didn't come. As long as he didn't come, what's the story now? According to Rabba, no. And according to Rabbi Yosef, yes. Now, Ulaman Damar Afil the Chachila, even the Chachila, but...
Here's again your answer. What? You're asking, because you're both of them from the same memory, same reference.
I know, but they said different things.
Exactly.
Right.
They have no idea what the
halacha is. Right, but it's such a funny way to say it. Ulaman da'amar afil lechatchila ayvat nan chaltza b'minol chalitzatzok sheira. It says if you use a minol, it's kosher. That implies b'di'evet in lechatchila lo. That implies only b'di'evet it's kosher. So the Gemara says, now who adin afil lechatchila? even lechachila. I did the baile misni seifa ban palya chalitas apsula. Since we wanted to say in the seifa that if you use socks, that's pasul. I feel with the eved, even with the eved, taninami reisha with the eved. So in the reisha, we also use a b'di'eved word.
Wait, what are you supposed to use lechachila again?
A sandal.
And what is a minol?
A minol is a shoe. What's the difference? We're going to see in a few minutes.
How do you call a sandal?
Sandal. Whether or not you can use a minol, it's a machlokas tanoim. What's that? The Tanya, Amr Biosi, Pamachas, one time, halachti l'netzivin, I went to the tzivin, matzasi zaken echad, I met an old man, amartilo, klamata baki, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, are you a baki in the teachings of Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra? Amarli, he told me, hey, yeah, val shulchani, hutadir. We always ate together at the same table, always with good friends. So, Kolom, Reis, Shechalatz, Yivama. Thank you. Did you ever see he did a Yivama? He did a Chalitza? Did you ever see a Chalitza by him? Amali, Reisi, Shechalatz, Harbi. Many times I saw that. Now, the middle of a sandal. Did he use a middle or a sandal? So Amali, he told me, what if a Chalitza in the middle? You could use a middle. You can't use a middle. Not allowed to, right? So we take out the...
Is that like Mishidah?
Hmm?
Is this like
no, he was telling him. What are you crazy? What can you use a minnow? You can't use a minnow. It says Vatara Amro, Nalo Velo Minolo. There's no word like that in the Torah. Nalo. Right? As a Rashi and Tosos both take it out. It does say Vachalta Nalo Meal. It does say the word Nalo. We don't know what that means. Anyway, Amartilo, Im Kain, Ma Ra Meir, Lomer, Chaltz Beminel, Chalitzaso Kshero. So what possessed Meir to say that if you use a minnel, it's okay? What possessed him to say that? And not only that, Rabbi Yaakov Omer Mishmo, Chaltz Beminel, Lechachila. Lechachila, you can do it. So what do you see? It's a machlokas. Can you use a minnel, Lechachila? Some say yes. Rabbi Yaakov here said yes. Some say B'di'evet, and some say not at all. Okay. So why can't you use a shoe? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with a shoe? Why does it have to be a sandal? Badafka. Why? If it's because a shoe is made of leather, right? And then me'al, va'ar karta, me'al, dima'al, and then the laces are on top of the leather. I think that's what that means. I'm not sure exactly what the Gemara is driving at. I know what the point is. The point is, Torah Amr Me'al, the Torah said you should take it off Me'al your foot, Velo Me'al Dima'al, not on top of something else. In other words, let's say you're wearing two pairs of shoes. You're wearing two pairs of shoes. How could you wear two pairs of shoes? You're wearing shoes and galoshes on top of it. So she removes the galoshes. Is that Chalitza?
No.
So a shoe is very similar to, it's really made up of two halves. It's really made up of two halves. So when you remove the first one, you're not really moving the shoe. Some problem like that. I'm not exactly sure what the nakuda is. That's the general idea.
Is that what the difference between the nal and the sandals?
Correct. So that's why a nal is no good.
Sandals open.
Right.
And the nal is wrapped around.
Right. So if this is the problem, that it's two stages, and that's a problem, right? So then, I feel with the evidence down below. Even with the evidence, it shouldn't be good. Well, it shouldn't be good at all. Why? So the Gemara says, the answer is, no, really, that's not the reason why a shoe is no good. The reason a shoe is no good is because it's a gzera. What's the gzera? Gzera mishum minal merufat. It's a gzera, let's say the shoe has a rip. I think this is what this means. I wasn't sure of the Hebrew words. What does it mean, minal merufat?
A torn minal.
A torn minal, and therefore what? And therefore it's already off. It's already half off. I think this means it's already half off, so the woman doesn't remove the shoe. It removes sort of itself. Is that what the article says?
So you might use a half...
That's the next one. Yeah. Inami, or bishum chatzi middle. You'll use a half a shoe.
Did they discuss if you're allowed, to be wearing socks?
Hmm?
And did he
take no.
So
no.
How did they don't discuss that?
At the end of the page, we're going to have an amazing question and answer with a teku. Okay, you know, just hold 5 minutes. I think Gemara will answer your question.
How would you get to who would use a half a shoe?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
He says that a minnow is a very small shoe that only covers half a foot, and
And you have to have something that covers the whole foot. That's what you're sitting here in.
You mean kind of bad shoe sensor?
Yeah, okay, I'm not 1,000% sure.
I saw one guy doing it with a shoe, it was about this size.
Yeah, they're very big. Amar Rav, Ilav de Chamise le Chabibi. If I have not seen my friend, Chabibi is a specific person. Who is Chabibi? It's Reb Chia. Had I not seen Reb Chia, the Chalatz Besandal de Islay Shinton, that he used a sandal with straps. Ana Lohavi Chalitzasa Ella Besandala de Taya. I would have used a different kind of sandal, the Mahadak Tfei, which is very tight. The high the dun afagav the islet bay chumrusa, and even though our shoes have rings, katrinan bay misna, you tie them with rope with laces. Kihechid the dahavi chalitza sema alitza. It should be a very good chalitza. I'm not exactly sure what he's talking about. I just don't know what these.
Untie the straps first, then the shoe.
Okay, untie the straps first, then the shoe. And what does it mean that our shoes have rings? What does that mean? Loops to put in the laces. As opposed to what? Just wrapping rope around... Right. Okay. As opposed to just taking a string and just wrapping it around your leg, right?
Yeah. I don't know, but I look at things the whole different way. The whole purpose of the chalitza is to release the woman.
Right.
And what you do with the foot and the shoe is you open up, you release your foot from the shoe.
Right, it's a symbolic act.
It's a symbolic act.
Right.
So to me...
Yeah.
And one that's really completely wrapped around 100%, is 100% better than
right.
The sandal, which is nothing.
Right.
You just pull it off and it's over.
Right, I hear you. Okay. Simon Hatarta Yivama Sandal. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Hatarta Yivama Lashuk. A woman can go free. Bishmitas Rov Ha'akev. With removing the majority of the heel. Right? How much of the shoe has to be removed? The whole thing? No. Majority of the heels. May say, 1 second. Hutra Ritsuos, Minol. If she removed the straps of the shoe, she undid the laces. Visandal. Oh, Sheshamad Rov her regel. Or most of the regel fell off the shoe. Or the shoe fell off most of the foot. Chalitasa Psula. It's no good. Why? Time of the reason is the Shamad who? Because he took off the shoe. He took it off. Ha shamtahi. What if she took it off? Chalitzas akshira. It would be good. Rov regal in, rov akev low. Only if it's rov regal, not rov heel. So the Gemara answer is no. Low. Hainu rov regal, hainu rov. Okay, it's the same thing. When we say rov regal, we mean rov of the heel. It's the same thing.
What does that mean? She has to remove the shoe.
She has to remove the shoe from his foot. Not that she undoes the laces and he kicks it off.
She has to take it off.
She has to do it. Am I carry rov regal? Why is it called rov regal? It's only rov heel, not rov of the foot. Because the kula chayla the kara ole dechayith. Because the foot rests on the heel. The weight rests on the heel. That it goes after the heel. Misayle le rov yanai. This actually supports rov yanai. The amr rov yanai. Bein shehiter he who v'shamtehi. What if he undoes the laces and then she takes off the shoe? Or the other way around. He bein shehitira he v'shamad hu, or she undoes the laces and he takes off. Anyway, chalitzas apsula, it's all no good. Ad shiyatir he v'tishamit he. She has to undo the laces and she has to actually remove the shoe. She can't undo the laces and watch the shoe fall off by itself. That's not good. Okay? Now, got that?
Got that.
Now,
a lot of questions.
Boy Rabbi Yanai, karasu mahu. What if she cuts off the shoe? What if she comes with a big scissors, right? Those big leather scissors, and she cuts it off him, right?
Without untying it.
Or srefaso mau. What if she's some surgeon, and she comes with a fire, and she burns the shoe off, doesn't hurt his foot? What about that? So, gilu kari bi'inan, do we need the leg to be revealed? Is that the ikker? Va'ikker, you have that. Oh, dilma chalita bi'inan. No, it has to be removed. Veleka, you don't have that. Teku. Okay? Teku. Next question. What if she's wearing two pairs of shoes? What if he's wearing two pairs of shoes?
We just said that.
So, hey, one second. If you take off the top shoe and you leave the bottom shoe there... So me'al amar achmona, v'lo me'al de me'al. That's for sure no good.
It means you cannot wear socks.
Cannot wear socks. So if you take off the shoe, you can't wear socks.
So
that's not a shaila.
Yeah, two shoes instead of a shoe and a sock, which is a common situation.
Who said there were socks in those days? Socks is a pretty recent invention.
Is it?
I think so.
How recent?
Yeah. If a low resort. Come on.
I'm sure.
Low tzmicha. No, know what the case is? Listen to this case. The karis eliloi, you somehow cut the top shoe, the top one off. Then v'shalfas elatatoi. Then you remove the bottom shoe. Right? V'ka eloi, but the top one's still on. Somehow you did that maneuver. You right? Imagine. You put, the guy's wearing shoes and socks. So you take off the top, you cut the top shoe a little bit, you pull the sock off, but the shoe's still there. It can be done.
It's like pulling the table off out of the...
Right. And all the dishes are still there. Right? Mai, what's the story with that? Chalitza be'ina v'ika. I removed it. But Odilma gali kari be'ina v'leka. But the shoe's, but the leg, the foot is not exposed. What's the story with that?
Maybe this Gemara is in a car. Why in Israel they wear sandals with no socks?
That's it.
And no shoes.
That's
why, in case it's
from here. Because I'm always dressed.
That's normal.
Right? Now, umi ikka ki agavna? Is such a thing? Who does that? In, yes. Such a thing? The chaziyah, the rabbanah, the rav Yehuda, the nafik, becham shezuzei, mugi lishuka. Somehow he wore five pairs of shoes?
Socks. Yeah.
Five pairs of socks? Right? Okay.
Light shoes, yeah.
Hmm?
It says he
had light shoes.
Light shoes. Light shoes.
Light shoes. Okay.
So you can't come with a blowtorch and blow.
Correct. Well, that was ready to take.
Actually, saw that. He says the Chazir Navon, the rabbis once saw Rabbi Yehuda going out to a marketplace wearing five pair of light shoes.
Right. It's like five socks. Right.
Know, for some reason, I get the impression that the foot has to be exposed.
That's what you would think.
And if it is, the question before that you asked from Rabbi Yanai,
right,
doesn't make sense.
I know. Okay, now, very interesting. Listen to this Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Yevama, listen to this. Yevama shehegdila bein ha'achim. Right? So what happened? There's a bunch of brothers. Reuven's married to this girl. And they all live in the same house. So imagine the scene. Reuven's married to Rachel. And there's Shimon there, and Levi, and Yehuda, and Yisachar, and Don. They're all there. And is it possible that one of the brothers asked her once to bring a coffee? Can you make me a coffee? Probably, right?
Probably.
How about this? Did it ever happen that one of the brothers asked her once to take off her shoe? To take off her shoe?
And if yes.
So, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Yevama Shehegdila Bein Ha'achin, if the brothers lived in the same house with them, Muteres Linase La'echad Min Ha'achin, she's allowed to marry one of the brothers, the ain choshishin shema chalza sandal leechad mehem. You don't have to be worried that she once took off somebody's shoe. Now, one second. This is yevama shegdila bein haachin. Right, we're talking about a case where she's a shomeris yavam. Obviously, she's a shomeris yavam, and for whatever reason, maybe she was a katana, so they're waiting 5 years. So during that time, did she ever take off one of the brothers' shoes? Could be she did. And if she did, but says the Gemara, you don't have to be choshesh that ever happened.
Even if it happens, okay. Or?
Even if it happened, it's okay. Why? One second.
She didn't say everything else.
What?
She didn't say everything else.
So that's later in the week. Is all that stuff ma'akev?
They went skiing.
So there are three. Exactly. So there are three components. There's removing the shoe, there's spitting, and there's saying tzukim.
Right.
Later in the week, we're going to see which ones are these, which one or all are ma'akev.
And they have to be aided.
How about something else? How about kavana?
Ah, right.
He comes home and says, "Can you help me take off my boots?" There's no kavana. There's no kavana for chalitza.
Right?
Says the Gemara, don't worry about it. If he comes home from shoveling snow and he says, "Can you help me take off my boots?" It doesn't count. You don't have to be choshesh. Taima, why not? Delo chazinan, because who's no edim? What, ha chazinan, chashinan? And what if there were edim there? Then we'd be choshesh, oh my goodness, maybe this was a chalitza? Vatanya, one second, we have a braisa that says like this. Bein shenischavin hu, v'lo nischav nahi. If he has kavana, but she doesn't. he says, "Oh, I'm gonna ask her to take off my boots," and really, it's gonna be chalitza, and she's not gonna know, right? Or the other way around, bein she niskavna he, v'lo niskavin who? She knows what she's doing, but he has no clue. He doesn't realize chalitza so psul. I don't know. That's not good. Ad she is kavnu shneim ke'echa. They both have to have kavana. You have to have kavana. You can't just stop doing act. Hachakamar. So you're right. Here's what we meant to say. Even though we watched it, everybody watched him take off. She took off his shoe, his boots. You don't have to have. You don't have to be choshesh that kavana to do chalitza. You don't have to worry about that. Vikud Amri. Others say taima to lo chazinon. No, it's because we didn't see it. Hachazinon. What if we would have seen it? Choshesh. We would be afraid. V'dafka v'udikatani boy kavana. Aye, don't you require kavana? You just stop a random act. Hani meili l'shtaruye ba'alma. Yes, you need kavana that she, in order for her to get married to someone else out in the street. However, avol achin nifsala. But that she can marry one of the brothers now. That she blew. That got blown.
So it's half.
It's like a half a chalitza, right? She'll need another chalitza from somebody with kavana. But this was enough of an act that she can't marry any of the brothers now. It's very weird. The whole thing is so strange because, first of all, not, according to some, you'd see from here that mitzvahs don't need kavana. Right? Which we generally don't hold from. We hold mitzvahs do need kavana.
But it's not a mitzvah.
It is. It's one of the 613 mitzvahs. Yeah, it's one of the 613.
Do one of them have kavana in that case? We'll be saying it's half good.
What?
Do one of them have kavana?
I don't know. Maybe even not. She comes up, please help me take off my boots. Yeah, sure, I'll help you. No. Chalitza is the furthest thing from their mind.
Right. There's the same talk. If someone gives a girl a present, that's kedusha now. I mean, my issue is kedusha.
I don't know. Right. So. I mean, there's no edim.
She has to be mekabel.
She is mekabel.
She has to say it.
Right.
Look at me, so I'll give you some.
I'll
get you soda. Here's a soda.
So the Ramah says in Hilchos Purim that a single man shouldn't give a single girl shalach manas. Not because it's going to be kedushin, because people are going to think they're already engaged. What's he giving her a gift for? Oh, they must be engaged already. That's not. But I. What about the giving of the? Yeah. What about the giving of the shalach manas? It's worth a pruta, right? I don't know. All of a sudden over here, it's just strange. All of a sudden over here, there's a shaila. Right? Now, we say that most of the time, mitzvahs that we do very rarely, we do have kavana for. Right? We sit down to eat matzah and kavana. Mitzvahs we do every day, we have no kavana. Tefillin. Who thinks when they're putting on the tefillin, it's such a robotic thing to do? So what do we say? You don't have kavana, you don't get the mitzvah? Of course, what else are you doing here? Why else are you here? It's like built-in kavana. Right? It's built-in kavana. Things you do every day are built-in kavana. Right? You make Kiddush Friday night. What are you thinking about? The mitzvah of the Mekadei Shabbos? Hopefully, yeah. And if not, it's okay. Why is it okay? What else are you doing? You can't say that over here by taking off the boots. What do you mean, what else am I doing? I'm taking off her boots.
Right.
Not the same thing.
It's different. You might take off her boots anyway.
Exactly.
You don't put on
Exactly. It's the same thing. It's built in Kavana. Why else am I doing it? Why else am I shaking that lulav? And the fifth day already of Sukkot. Ready? What am I doing? You pick it up. It's like a robotic already. Yeah. Okay. But you're still mekayim the mitzvah. Why? Because it's like built-in kavana. Here, it's a funny thing. I'm built-in kavana. Right? The more rare a mitzvah, the more kavana we generally have. Because it's so unusual. It's so special. Right? Every mitzvah you do on a yontif is special. Right? Because it happens only once a year. Okay. Good? Make sense? Now, next. I'm reviewed in my Rav. Sandal hatafor bepishton in chaltimbo. If a sandal is made up with pishton, which is not leather, you shouldn't use it. Shneamar va'analecha tachash. A shoe is made of tachash. What's tachash? So tachash is some unknown animal that they use in the Mishkan. What?
Hides.
So leather. Ve'ema tachash in midyachri lo. Maybe you can only use tachash, nothing else? No. Nal riba. Nal means anything else. So, nal riba, then I feel the kalbul in ami, so why can't you use pishtan? No. Imkein tachash mea hanile. Then what does it say tachash for? So it's leather, any kind of leather. Boy, me neighbor, Belazar, me Rav, who shall are? What if the shoe is made out of leather? The tarsiosav shall ser, but the laces are made out of hair. Mahu, what's the story? So amale milo karinim be vanalecha tachash. Isn't that called a leather shoe? I think that's what that means. Isn't that called a leather shoe? So it's okay. So ihachi kulo shall ser nami. So why can't the whole thing be made out of hair? It's from an animal. Goat hair or something? No, hahu karka mikri. That's not called a shoe. What's that called?
It's called
a beach shoe, right? It's not called a shoe. You wouldn't go on a job interview if you're wearing one of those, right? Made out of hair. It's not called a shoe. It's called something else.
So these straps and these laces. Right?
Yeah.
Right. It has the shoe. Can't be.
But it has a picture of one.
It looks like a boot with straps.
Yeah, it's a boot with the laces.
Okay. Next, very interesting Gemara. Amalei Rav Kahana l'Shmuel. Mimai d'haich v'chalta na'alo me'al raglo mishlafu. How do you know the chalitza means removing a shoe? How do you know that? What does the word chalitza mean? How do you know it means removing a shoe? Diksiv. What else does it mean? Maybe it means putting on a shoe. Diksiv, it says. V'chaltu es ha'avonim asher behen hanega. It says by a house with saras, v'choltzu avonim. What does it mean, v'choltzu avonim? You remove the stones. Right, the stones in the wall had saras, remove the stones. V'eim, maybe it means zaruzehu. What does the word zaruze mean? How do they translate that, the word zaruze? Maybe it means readying. D'chsev, like it says, hecholtzu meitchem anoshim l'tzava. Go get ready to go join the army. So who said it means to remove? Maybe it means to make ready. Hasam nami. You know what that means? What?
How would that work?
In the stones?
Yeah.
I don't know. Get them ready. Get them ready to fix. Whatever. So hasam nami. No. Shalufa mi beisa l'krava. No. What it means is remove yourself from your house and go get to the army. I voksiv, but it says yachlots ani ba'anyov. You should support an ani in his poverty. No, so you know what that means? It means b'schar anyav, because of the schar of this, yecholtzu medina shal gehenim, you will be removed from the medina, from the din of gehenim. Ela ha'dekzev, chorem alach Hashem, tzav liber ve'yechaltim. What does that mean? B'schar yireyav, because you fear Hashem, yechaltim medina shal gehenim. You will be removed from the din of gehenim. Ela ha'dekzev, it says, v'atzmosecha yachlitz, and your bones will what? Will be removed?
Strong.
We'll be strong. We'll be readied. All these other words. V'amar b'lezer zumu'ula shebebracha. That's the best thing of all. So amar rava zeruze garmi. V'amar rava zeruze garmi. It means your bones will be ready. They'll be zaris. They'll be strengthened. So how could you tell me that chalitza means to remove? So the Gemara answers, you're right. Mashmahachi u'mashmahachi. It means both. The hacha. Isol kedaitech zeruzehu, but it can't mean to put on by chalitza. Because if that's what it means, im kein lichtov rachmana v'chaltza nalo biraglo. Put the shoe on the foot. Right? Ikasa rachmana, so someone says, no. Ikasa rachmana biraglo. If it would have said biraglo, havamina, I would have thought biraglo in with your shoe, yes. Bishoka, only if you have a foot. But Bishoko low. Let's say a guy doesn't have a foot. So we learned yesterday, the other day, that you can even remove it from the stump. But if it's biraglo, it wouldn't mean that. Can't be. Kasher rechmona me'al raglo. Therefore it said me'al raglo, afilu mishoko, even if the guy only has a stump nebo. So im kein, if that's not, okay, fine. So if it means to put on, lichtov rechmona bime'al raglo. Bime'al raglo, if it means to put on. My me'al raglo? What does it mean? Me'al raglo? Mish shemamina, mish lafhu. It means to remove.
Is it intuitive if you're severing a relationship, what makes more sense? To put it on or take off?
What?
What's more symbolic of severing a relationship?
Right. So now that I said that, I'll tell you two places where we use the word chalitza, and you tell me what they mean. One is you say it every Shabbos. Ritzei v'ha chalitzenu. What does that mean? Say it every Shabbos, nobody knows what it means. What does it mean? And then, that's the first one. What? That's the first one.
Yeah. I would say strengthen, right?
What?
Strengthen? Strengthen us.
Right, the opposite, right? And the second one is in Tachnun, where we say, what do we say? We say, in Tachnun, when you put your head down, we say, Shuvah Hashem, Chaltza Nafshi. What's Chaltza Nafshi? Release my soul. Right? It means release. It's the opposite. Right? It's interesting. The word comes up, pops up in these random places.
It means the same thing we use.
Exactly. The Chalitza. What does it mean for Tzeva HaChalitzeinu? That I'm not sure what that means. Strengthen? The opposite. Right? The opposite. So it could be both. Even in Davening, it means both. But you have a valid point. If you're severing the relationship, why would you be putting on the shoe? Right? It's a good point. Okay. Now we have a little bit of Agadata. Yeah, in Yevamos. Amalehu mina l'Rabbi Gamliel. A certain min said to Rabbi Gamliel, "Amo dechalatzlei merei minei. Hashem did chalitza with you people. Right? Hashem did chalitza with the Jewish people. The Chassid it says, 'Betzonam uvakaram yelchu levakesh es Hashem v'lo matzimtu.' You're going to go look for Hashem. You're not going to find him. Chalatz mehem. He did chalitza to you." Chalat mehem. So Amalei, no. So Rabbi Gamliel said back, Shota, Miksiv Chalat lohem? It doesn't say Chalat lohem. It says Chalat mehem ksiv. It says he did chalitza from them. The ilu yivama de chaltu la achin. When a yivama does chalitza, midi mamashi ispe, does she have anything from it? Does she have anything remaining from it? No. So what was his point back? The man does chalitza, not the other way around. Right? The man does the chalitza. No, I'm sorry. A man gets chalitza done to him by a woman. So what's the answer? What was he answering back? Right?
Who did it? Us or Hashem?
Exactly. So the answer is that Hashem did it. Right?
No.
That we did the chalitza to Hashem.
Because of
right? Yeah. That's what he answered back. Hashem didn't do the chalitza. We did the. Hashem was the recipient of chalitza. So it's all our fault. Okay. Banpilia chalitza psula. That, what does Anpilia mean? A sock. Lememra, you mean to tell me that Anpilia lav minahu? It's not a sock? Utna nami. Ein hatorim nichnas. When the Kohen used to go into the Lishka to take out money to buy korbanos, they would suspect that he'd steal some of the money, right? So when he went into the Mishka, to Lishka, he can't go in with a minol, because maybe he'll hide money in the shoes, or with a sandal azara, or with a sandal alternat. For a mini, 1 second. Echad minol, the sandal, thanpalya, whether it's a minol, or a sandal, or an ampalya, socks, lo yital behem, you can't walk around in them, lo mibayis labayis, velo mimita lamita. You can't walk around with shoes or socks on Yom Kippur. Not even to go from bed to bed. From the bedroom to the other bedroom. Amar Abaya. So what? So 1 second. So what's the kasha? What's the kasha? Right? So you see that a sock is in the category of a shoe. So Amar Abaya, no. This be kasisi, no, because it has some kind of support. Right? And umishum tainug. It's a tainug issue. And on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to have tainug. It says, that's why you can't wear socks on Yom Kippur. Not because it's the status of a shoe. It does not have the status of a shoe. By the Gemara in the Lishka, it doesn't mention socks. It just mentions shoes and sandals. Right? On Yom Kippur, it included socks. That's a different thing. That's because it's tainug.
We wear socks, though.
Amalei Rava, Kippur, 1 second. If it's tainug without shoes, who said that's usher? Says Rava, where'd that come from? For Rava Rahuna, Karach Sudra Kare, he put a sudur on his feet. Vinafak, he went out with, he put some rags on his feet. And he went out. On Yom Kippur. That's okay.
He was very poor.
But the point is, it's not an issue, it's not an issue. Elamar Rava, no, lo kasha. He did the kasha. Kan Bampaya shall ar. Kan Bampaya shall beged. When is it a problem? When they made out of leather. You have leather socks. When is it not a problem? If it's made out of material. That actually makes a lot of sense. Dilo teima hachi kashi yom kippur me yom kippur. There's a separate kasha about yom kippur. Why? The Tanya lo yital adam bikur de kisin. You can't go out with kur de kisin, which is some kind of leather shoes, besoch beiso in your house. Avam matayil hu ban pila besoch beiso, but you can wear socks in your house on Yom Kippur. I, the first member, said you can't even wear socks on Yom Kippur. How do you resolve that inconsistency? El alav mishom kam bav hayishal ar kam bav hayishal beged shma mina. What? I'm calling them socks. I don't know what they would call it. You know?
They call it socks. Rachel calls it socks.
Rachel calls it socks?
Yeah.
I don't think Moshe Rabbeinu wore socks. I don't think he did.
This is pre-Lowry side, right?
Yeah, I don't think Moshe. I don't think they wore socks in those days.
Well,
I don't think David HaMelech wore socks either. At some point, it developed. All right, we'll stop here because it's a new...
didn't go well with the scramble.
All right, everyone have a very good day.
And with that...